We are in the book of Hosea tonight. And let's look at the book of Hosea, 12 chapters tonight. When we go to some of these other shorter books, we possibly do more ministering. And tonight we have 12 chapters to cover. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we ask that tonight we may experience the Father heart of God. As you reveal your love to this book, teach us, O God, the length, the breadth, the depth, the width, the height of your love. May we be able to have a glimpse, O God, of the greatness, the extent of your love for your people. Father, we realize that even if we have 1,000 tongues, 1,000 lives, and live for 1,000 years, we will not, Father, be able at all to even fathom the greatness of your love. So tonight, Father, we ask that as you reveal yourself through your word, speak unto our hearts and teach us your truth and your words, and let your perfect will be done here in this place tonight. There are physical needs, there are needs in the soul and spiritual needs. We pray, O God, that even as you have predestined each one to be here tonight, let them receive that which you have planned. Let nothing, O God, hinder you from working in their lives, that which you have desired to work in their lives here tonight. We ask, O Father, that you would cause us to hear the voice of the living God. Let your rhema be heard that would speak into the lives of each one here tonight. That we may go from this place knowing, God, that we have heard from you. We ask, O God, and we plead for the precious blood of Jesus to be upon the spirit, souls, and bodies of each one of us here. And upon this place, upon this very atmosphere, O God, so that your holiness and your righteousness may reign. O Father God, glorify your Son Jesus. Lift him high in our midst, O God. That we will marvel, that we will stand in awe of the power of his majestic name. And Father, as your word is spoken, we ask, O God, that you cause deliverance to flow forth in Jesus' name. And you cause healing to flow forth in Jesus' name. O Spirit of the living God, move in our midst to the power of God's spoken word. And Father, we promise that in all that you do, we'll glorify you and give you all the worship and honor that's due unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, as we consider the book of Hosea, we can easily divide it into possibly four sections. And from chapter 1 to chapter 3, it talks about Hosea's life and all that he has experienced, and he moved into what I call the higher degree of prophecy that we have touched on, where even his own life becomes a prophecy. His own marriage and the problems he had with his wife Gomer, and how God named each one of the children in a prophetic manner. All these are covered in the first three chapters, the life of Hosea, the prophetic life of Hosea's life, of Hosea. Then from chapter 4, right on to chapter 12, there is a changeover. From chapter 4 to chapter 7, we could have outlined it about God's holiness and how he speaks about all the wickedness of Israel and all that they have done. Sometimes he referred them by the special name Ephraim, and he speaks about Israel. And when we look also after that, from chapter 4 to chapter 7, where he says God speaks of the wickedness of the Israelites, showing God is holy and he will not tolerate sin. Chapter 8 to chapter 10,
show that God is just, and as the just judge, He has to bring about and allow the judgment to come upon the Israelites for their sins. We see in chapter 8 to chapter 10, God is just. But from chapter 11 and chapter 12, we see a changeover. We see God is love, and how in His love He reaches out to the Israelites. However, all through this book, you'll find a common theme: God's love. And always the one word that stands out, always God says, return to me, return to me, return to me, return to me. In this book, God is pleading. God is saying, oh, return to me, my people, return to me, because I still love you. That's the message in this book. So let's look in this book, the book of Hosea, chapter 1 to chapter 3, in the first section. Hosea lived in alliance of these kings. In verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Although he was a southerner, in those days the nation of Israel was divided into two parts. If you remember the Israelite history, after Solomon died, that the kingdom was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was taken over by a man named Jeroboam, and the southern kingdom was taken over by Solomon's son called Rehoboam. And so there were 10 tribes against the 12 tribes, against the 2 tribes in the south. So Hosea lived in the time of Uzziah, and if you check the records, you find that during those days, the reign of Jeroboam in the north was still going on. Although he was a southerner, God gave him a prophecy about the northern kingdom. He was mainly a prophet called to bring repentance to the northern tribes, the 10 tribes of Israel in the north. Of course, there are some portions where the south, where Judah is mentioned, but primarily his ministry and his prophet's office was towards the northern kingdom. It is possible that God sets apart people for a specific work, and here Hosea was set apart for that work. If you count the span of his ministry, it is said that his ministry spans nearly 70 years. So obviously, not everything he prophesied was recorded. You can't possibly, if after 70 years, all he prophesied was 12 chapters, he spoke very few words. Not all he spoke was recorded. And if he had started at 22, he would possibly be about 92 by the time he ended his ministry. It's a long, long ministry. Nearly 70 years, according to historical records. But as you see here, Hosea moved into the depths that we have already covered in the earlier books, how a prophet can move into different degrees. He moved into the highest degree where his life becomes a prophecy. It's very rare, but he is one of those. Now we begin to understand that, having laid that foundation. And in verse 3, verse 2, the first thing that God tells him, if this was the first thing that God tell him, was, Hosea, get married. So what kind of word from the Lord is this? The first thing that God tells him, the first prophecy he carried in verse 2, the Lord began to speak. So that was the beginning of his ministry. God says, Hosea, get married. Well, that's not too bad a command. Some people wish they get a command. But some others, possibly like Paul Cain, it's opposite. I don't know how God called Paul Cain. Maybe God said, Paul, be single. All kinds of prophets. But here's a prophet who God says, Hosea, get married. He says, and of all things God says, get married to a wife who is a harlot. That's very, very difficult.
And it says, and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord. And God says, Hosea, you must get married to one of these harlots out there among those Israelites. That was no easy command. Even the beginning of his ministry was not easy. But from the beginning, you realize that all these were prophetic. Why should God make such demands of Hosea? As we said, he has moved into the highest rank, the depths of prophecy, where even his whole life becomes a prophetic message. Verse 3, he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Now each one of those children have a special name, and each one symbolizes the message that God has to the Israelites. The son, in verse 4, God says, call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will arrange the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. That's a northern kingdom. It shall come to pass in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. So the first child was named Jezreel. Jezreel means God sows. God sows. To sow is to begin something. To plant a seed. So what God is saying is that a seed of judgment has begun. That's the first son. Then in verse 6, all Gomer did is just keep bearing children. Verse 6, she conceived again and bore a daughter. And this time God said, you shall name the daughter Lo-Ruhamah, meaning no mercy. No mercy. I'm glad I'm not Hosea. Now some of you are getting worried whether in the New Testament dispensation God will come and tell you, get married. You're trembling. Then God says, name your son or your daughter no forgiveness. What, God? And we are wondering, oh God, can this be the you speaking, because it doesn't seem to be your nature. Remember that these kind of moves are only present in the Old Testament. You do not find them in the New. You see, in the Old, not everybody has the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit only came upon the prophets, the priests, and the kings. Sometimes where there's no king, the judges stand in the kingly ministry. Prophets, priests, and kings are judges. So the people had no ability to really hear God for themselves. They depended highly upon the prophet. In the New Testament, in Acts 2, it tells us that it shall come to pass in the last days that the Spirit will come upon all flesh. In the Old Testament, it came upon some flesh. The flesh of the prophet, the flesh of the priest, and the flesh of the kings. In the New Testament, it says that it will come upon all flesh. And that tells us that now in the New Testament, everybody has the ability given by God to hear from the Spirit of God. For those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Because of that great difference, that great gap, this kind of manifestation and this kind of prophetic message that is lived out through a life has been done away with. In the same way as the Old Testament sacrifices have been done away with. So that today we don't have to offer goats and bulls and lambs, etc. It's different. So remember that context as you consider this book, and take this, the message in this book, but methods change, principles don't change. You take the message and the principles in this book, but not necessarily the methods. This area we have to share, because you never know how people are. People seem to hear all kinds of things from God and claim all kinds of things.